This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, I'm here. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Robert Galen Ross, author of Who's Who of the Elite, also Elite Serial Killers of RFK, JFK, RFK, MLK. And everything that Robert Galen Ross has laid out over the past few years that he's been writing about, interviewing all these people, the now late mistress of LBJ and others, has now been documented, seconded by other eyewitnesses, LBJ's lawyer, others. Why are they doing it? Because they've lost so much credibility. People aren't believing their lies. Everybody is starting to tune out more and more, watching less and less television. They're losing credibility. They're desperately trying to gain it. You see, they have to disclose the matrix to us now, try to get us seduced back into it. Okay, this is going on, but not anymore. You can trust us now. We reported on it so they can inject all their other lies. We're going to come back in the next segment and take calls. If you want to join us on this live Thursday edition, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Any subject on the New World Order, John, Robert Galen Ross, myself, we can all respond to it. We got quite a brain trust here with the three of us and your calls combined. Any key areas of the disclosure, basically the government now having to come out, you know, through its organs and admit all this, any key areas of the assassination or what's developing that we need to be made aware of, Galen Ross or John?
Well, a lot of people, in fact, no other author except myself and Madeline Brown have gone into details on the Clint Merchant meeting the night before Kennedy was killed, and the purpose of that meeting was to cover up the killing that's going to take place the next day. And we really need to get that out to the public. And
I
name all of the people that attended that secret meeting.
And now LBJ's former lawyer has talked about the eyewitnesses that told him who were involved in the assassination about that meeting.
Yes, that's correct. Barr is one of the exceptions. He hadn't gone into details, but he did mention the Clint Merchant meeting in his book.
Well, for those that just joined us, let's let John jump in, then we'll come back and talk about that meeting. It's important to recap it, then we'll take calls. John, your thoughts on what we're saying.
Well, the investigation, and it's, I don't want to minimize the death of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I believe personally that John Fitzgerald Kennedy was handpicked, as all the presidents are, going into the Oval Office. But there were so many people, there's so many cross-sections, both Republicans and Democrats, blacks, whites, young, old, it didn't matter. There was a Camelot in Washington, D.C. There was a feeling that we had somebody in there that at least wasn't a crook, and he was charismatic, and people liked him. And I think what happened with John F. Kennedy is he started to become the man that everybody wanted him to be. And the reason I say that is they couldn't chance it having Bobby with all the inside information, or at least the questions about his brother's death. They couldn't suffer having him president of the United States, so they had to kill him off. And then we have John F. Kennedy's son that mysteriously went down, flew upside down while flying out to their island. And
it turned out it wasn't bad weather like they said.
No, it wasn't. It was not. So we have the Kennedy legacy here that they keep saying that was jinxed. But as you know, Galen, and as most of the people in this listening audience do, even in the hearings in Washington, D.C. back in 1996, where Arlen Specter was a part of it, also Dianne Feinstein from California had senatorial hearings into the militia, and they wanted to know what was going on. It didn't matter if you were in law enforcement. It didn't matter if you were with a concerned citizens group. It didn't matter that Rayburn office building was packed. And when one of the panelists said to Arlen Specter, your magic bullet theory didn't fly very well, there was a ripple of laughter that went through that place, and Mr. Specter got a little bit indignant about that. So there's a lot still on the table. There's a lot that can be discovered if we're having the courage to do it, to press the government, not only about that, but since the murder of JFK.
Well, yeah, now we've got the 9/11 cover-up. I mean, we know what they're saying is a lie. We know they did it. And we can't wait 40 years or it's over. We'll be back with Robert Galen Ross, Sean Stattmiller. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I'm sweet. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey Filter Elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about a very important subject. A CIA hit squad in Dallas, Texas, 40 years ago this weekend, riddling the body of our president with bullets, splattering his head, and then killing a lot of the witnesses and covering it up and putting out ridiculous whitewashes that a five-year-old could punch holes in. And now we've had all these witnesses in and out of government involved in it go public. And it's so very important. And now we have our government, the criminal elements of it, carrying out September 11th, telling us more terrorists coming, setting up a massive police state. We don't have 40 years to expose this, folks. We've got to do it now, and we have the facts. And things are moving quicker. Things are moving quicker because of the internet, because of self-published books and documentary films and radio shows like this one. Robert Galen Ross, we have a listener who's protesting there, Lord Bush, right now. We're going to go to him in a few minutes from England, just for a few minutes, because it's important, but get into the Clint Murchison, Hunt, LBJ crime syndicate meeting the night before they killed Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. Cover that key meeting for us and how you learned of this, and this has now been confirmed by others.
Okay, my sources were Madeline Duncan Brown, who was Lyndon Johnson's mistress for 21 years, gave birth to his only known son, two members of the Associated Press, and a mafia associate that, after reading my first book, Who's Who, the elite contacted me and said if I would keep his name private, he'd tell me all about the Clint Murchison meeting and the killing the next day. I agreed to do that, and so it's not speculation. I have absolute documentation, and I've got two-hour video of Madeline Duncan Brown covering the Clint Murchison meeting, and so it's probably important to cover the people that attended that meeting and the purpose of it. The purpose of that meeting at Clint Murchison's, which was held in his house off Preston Avenue in North Dallas, the night before JFK was killed, and the stated purpose was to honor J. Edgar Hoover, who was in town, but the real purpose was to cover up the killing that was going to take place the next day, to discuss the evidence and make sure that everybody had planned their job. And so let me get right into the attendees. It was at Clint Murchison's house, so he was there. H.L. Hunt was there. Lyndon Johnson, George Brown, owner of Brown and Root, now owned by Halliburton, and a very key person, John J. McCloy, was in attendance. At the time, he was chairman of the case of the Council on Foreign Relations and chairman of the Chase Manhattan Bank, former high governor of Germany, and an agent for the Rothschilds.
Yeah, that's the Rothschilds' boss there with their covey of minions.
That's right, David Rockefeller took over from John J. McCloy when John J. McCloy died. And Richard Nixon was at this meeting. J. Edgar Hoover, along with his playmate Clyde Tolson, Earl Cabell, the mayor of Dallas, was there. Ammon G. Carter, Jr., Oriel Thornton, the former mayor of Dallas. John Connally was there, and so he knew that Kennedy was going to be killed the next day. But he was at this meeting, and so, you know, his purchase string was very tight the next day. And there's a fellow named Malcolm E. Mack Wallace who was in attendance. And he was Lyndon Johnson's number one hitman in Texas.
Let me stop you for a second. By the way, I've seen the Subverter film, but they also have another Discovery Channel show that shows like 20 other small cameras that were filming that day down the route. Everybody's smiling and waving, but Conley, the governor, is grimacing, crouched down, looking real nervous. I just wanted to add that because I noticed that when I saw the films. Go ahead.
He knew the bullets were going to fly. In fact, there were eyewitnesses standing next to the car when he was shot, and his statement at the time, he cried out, said, "My God, they are going to kill us all. Lee Harvey Oswald is not a they." But another person that attended was Cliff Carter, who was actually running the meeting at Clint Murchison's. And at the time, he was executive director and treasurer of the Democratic National Committee and ran most of Lyndon Johnson's campaigns. And then we have Carlos Marcello, who was head of the mafia in New Orleans. Joe Savello was head of the mafia in Dallas. And an underling, Jack Ruby, was there. And Jimmy Carter couldn't attend, but he sent his number one lieutenant there, Larry Campbell, to attend, along with the sheriff of Dallas County, Bill Decker, and U.S. Marshal Clint Peoples, who later became senior Texas Ranger. Now, so you have two of the wealthiest oil people in the world at the time, meeting with the number one banker of the world at the time, three of the mafia members, two of the highest level managers of the FBI, and two people in law enforcement discussing the cover-up that was going to take place of the murder.
Because they'd already trained the snipers. They'd already gone over the plan for months. Now this was kind of the, you know, before you go on a mission, going back over the details one more time.
Yeah, in fact, Cliff Carter asked the question, what about the evidence? And J. Edgar Hoover spoke up, and he says, all evidence must come through the FBI. Don't worry about it. I've got it wired. Now,
this is the same guy running around saying that there was no La Cosa Nostra before Congress.
That's correct. He said many times before Congress that there's no such thing as the mafia or Cosa Nostra. And there he is meeting with them to plot the cover-up of the killing that's going to take place next day.
Well, and I think it deserves to be pointed out here, gentlemen, that Kennedy was a very dangerous man to the powers that be. He ordered the United States Treasury to print federal dollars or federal notes, not Federal Reserve notes. He made the statement later, shortly after he wrote that executive order ordering the Treasury of the United States to print this money, that he's going to give the American people a break. In other words, what he was saying is he was printing money that was going to be zero interest bearing.
Yeah, to create a dollar, the Federal Reserve creates a dollar of debt. There's no way to get out of that debt pit. And to give folks that executive order he signed, Galen.
It's Executive Order 11110, signed June 4, 1963 by John Fitzgerald Kennedy, instructing the Treasury Department to print $4.3 billion worth of silver certificates in direct competition with the Federal Reserve notes.
Now, and also, let's talk about Northwoods, then we'll go to some of these calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. It's very important that we now know, even Frontline admits it. You know, I stated it 2 years ago, but now the evidence is totally clear. Well, only 3 years ago. It came out in 2000, early 2001, so 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, right before 9/11. The Northwoods plan, the official U.S. government plan to hijack jets, bomb D.C., blow up ships, blame it on foreign enemies, that got authorized all the way up to Kennedy. He said no, fired General L.L. Emenser, Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. He'd been a hawk, pro-war, said, I'm getting out of Vietnam. We're not going in against Cuba. He even told the Soviets, you better back off. They're about to remove me. And this is on the record. They're about to have a military coup. And that scared the Soviets. They went scurrying back in their holds. Galen, is that accurate, what I just said?
Absolutely. And the Northwood document is just came out, as you said, just a couple of years ago. And it is a plan by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.L. Emenser, to have an excuse to invade Cuba, and he said, we will shoot down an American plane and we'll disguise it as communist, or we will sink a boat, or we say we sunk a boat and say the Cubans did it, or we can say that there are Cuban terrorists in the area, and whether they're there or not, and all to give us an excuse to invade Cuba. And then
he said we can detonate plastic explosives in D.C., commit sniper attacks, and then frame people.
Yes. And say that they're terrorists here from Cuba. And all of this is just sort of an echo of 9/11.
Well, and also, Galen, as I said, there was a lot of reasons to get rid of John F. Kennedy. The CIA at that time had 15,000 advisors in Vietnam. And what was really odd, the day that John F. Kennedy was shot, he was withdrawing those advisors 1,000 at a time. The first plane had touched down in the United States the very same day that John F. Kennedy was killed. There was a Pentagon, just a brief note from the Pentagon saying that we have reevaluated the position in Vietnam and we agree we should withdraw. They came out with a reevaluation of their reevaluation after JFK was killed, literally a couple of days later, saying that, yes, the advisors should stay. He wanted to pull the advisors out of Vietnam.
Now, what about, that's a good point, John, what about JFK's statements, and I've read them in mainstream publications, at American University about a month before, saying an evil group's taken over, I'm going to get them out of here for you.
Yeah, and he's probably talking about the CIA primarily. And he was fixing to scrap the CIA completely. And because he had issued these silver certificates, that's plain evidence that he was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve System. And he was going to mess with the oil depletion allowance, and the oil people didn't like that. And he was probably going to normalize relationships with Khrushchev. Probably was going to set up friendly relations with Cuba.
So what happened, Robert? Because he came in, he was a hawk, and he doubled defense spending, slashed taxes by 50%, was beefing up the CIA, and then he gets Northwoods and suddenly does a 180.
That's right. And he also said that when at the Democratic National Convention in 1960, Joe Kennedy had told the mafia that if they would support Jack Kennedy and his campaign, that he would see that they would leave him alone. And both Jack and Bobby both reversed that and were in a hell-bent project to put all the mafia people in prison.
Also, Joe Kennedy, the daddy, the ambassador to England, he'd had a stroke and was no longer in control of them. He was bedridden. We're going to come back and let John have some more comments. Then we're going to go to all these callers. Robert Galen Ross, John Stadtmiller, our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I have seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
Jay in Texas and Ken in Texas, Spencer, Ohio, HW, Colorado, and others. Be patient. We're going to get to you, and I want to hold our guest over if they can the rest of this hour because it's so important. But Simon is calling us from England. He called in on Dave and Joyce's show with an update. They're protesting by the tens of thousands. Lord Bush, Lord Blair, pushing their new world order, saying give up your liberty or world empire won't protect you. And real quick, an update from the middle of the protest is Simon in London, England. Simon, what's going on right now?
Alex, the protest is now breaking up. It seems that there was a crowd vastly in excess of what they projected it might be. I spoke to one organizer, and I think there might have been as many as 150,000 people here, which for a weekday really is just unbelievable. There are over a million people here in February protesting against the war in Iraq before it happened. But for a weekday to have more than 150,000, considering the estimate was maybe 60,000, that 2.5 times, there's probably more than that. But we've had police helicopters up in the sky all day, keeping an eye on us. Thank you, gentlemen. I've got a couple of hecklers here. There have been a lot of police. They've, for the most part, been very good-natured. Some of them are smart. Some of them have been talking. They've been quite friendly. Their protest is just amazing. Everyone has been in good spirits. A lot of people here for all sorts of different causes, but they've all come together to try and let America know that Bush is not welcome in Britain. Not
well,
to say that
Simon,
we hate Americans.
Simon, why do you think Bush did it when he knew it was very unpopular?
Well, Bush is unpopular because he lied. He used Tony Blair to buttress his lying. I mean, I know personally of at least two Americans who said that they didn't trust George Bush and his assessment on the war. But because Tony Blair said that he agreed with Bush, they believe that...
But why did Bush come to England then? Why are they doing this?
Well, this is obviously for his 2004 election campaign, and they set the date and the whole appointment when they thought that Iraq was going to go really well. They're obviously a mass hallucination to think that people would actually support them.
Okay, let me stop you right. Let me stop you right there, because the lies about the Iraq War are like the lies about the Kennedy assassination. Robert Galen Ross, do you have any questions for Simon, or any ways this ties into to the bigger picture? Or John Stattmiller, do you have any questions?
Yeah, Simon, John Stattmiller here. I wanted to ask you, it's being reported in the American medias that this is not people showing up by and large in protest of George Bush because of the Iraq War, that, as you said, you've got a coalition of different people, but it's being slanted in this country that these are people that are disaffected because George Bush didn't sign on to the Kyoto Agreement, and it's a bunch of environmentalists
over
there
protesting. Well, there is some left-wing hijacking. Your comments to that?
Well, I mean, there are people here who object to George Bush's rejecting the Kyoto Agreement, and I know that the listeners to GCN have certain issues with that, but I can tell you that the reason that everyone is here today is because of the war. That people have not been discussing. Well, people have been discussing other things, but the reason that they're all here, the reason that they've all come together, is because of the war in Iraq, about nothing else.
Now, Robert Galen Ross, any questions for our guest there in downtown London?
Yeah, I understand that Tony Blair's popularity has really dropped to the lowest level in quite some time, and along with George Bush's. What are you hearing about the situation over there in England right now?
Tony Blair's approval rating plunging, Simon.
Sorry, Alex, say again.
All right, sounds like his phone cut out. We'll let Simon go. Thank you, Simon, for that. You know, we can talk about any subject. It all ties back into lies. 9/11's lies, the Kennedy assassination lies, the weapons of mass destruction lies. Now our troops are breathing depleted uranium, causing all these health problems, deformities. And again, they just don't care. Robert Galen Ross, John Stattmiller, why do they know that we know, but they don't care? They just keep going pell-mell.
Yeah, they send the young men and women of the citizens of the United States into battle all around the world, and none of their children participate in these battles. And that's the reason they created the so-called all-volunteer military back about 20 years ago, so that their kids would never have to go to war. But they'll send ours in as chattel to be killed and maimed in all these battles, and they don't suffer at all from it, and they just don't care about the normal people.
Well, and Galen, I think, Alex, the reason why they're so arrogant and they have to push forward is they had their timeline. It was all marked out. They were behind schedule, And I've said this about the Iraq War. Donald Rumsfeld, as glib as he was, great guy to have at a cocktail party, but when the question was asked of him, why don't we have any plans during the occupation, post-occupation, all of a sudden now we have the chorus here in America saying, well, this should be coalition forces led by the United Nations, so take your poison pill, either one.
Well, that was the plan all along. Absolutely good point, John. We'll come back, and I promise we'll go to... We'll go to Ken and Michael and Spencer and HW and others. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thinking outside the box, that's what we do. Understanding world history, standing up against tyranny, defending the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our sovereignty. What this broadcast is all about, if you're a Republican, a Democrat, if you're a German, if you're a Jew, if you're Chinese, if you come after our liberties, we'll come after you. You stand up for freedom, we're your brothers. We're your sisters. We love freedom. We stand against tyranny. We're about to go to these loaded phone lines, and let's go ahead, in fact, right now, and go to those calls for our guests, Robert Galen Ross and John Stadtmiller. Let us first talk to Kevin in Texas. Kevin, or Ken in Texas, you're on the air. Ken, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, John.
How you doing?
I am actually directing this call toward Mr. Ross. Mr. Ross, my mother Wilma says hello.
Hello there.
Hey, she was kind enough to loan me your book, and I was just going to say it was really a fascinating read, and I really appreciate that you put so much you know, bibliographical information in there to where I could kind of research a lot of it on my own. What a stunning read. It's pretty amazing some of the stuff that goes on. I've been discussing some of this with an elderly friend of mine who used to work for Brown and Root as a construction contract foreman, and he has some very interesting tales to tell as well. But apparently right around that era there was some heavy-duty partying going on right after the President Kennedy's death among some of the higher-ups, and it was interesting for me to share that book with him, and he was very wide-eyed when he returned it to me.
That's great. I appreciate the kind words, but there were some very high-level people directly involved in the killing of Kennedy, and that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, and what was it you had listed in your book? There were, like, just, you know, an amazing collection of assassins and mercenaries in Dallas that day by coincidence. I'm sure they're all just there for shopping.
Well, besides the 15-person death squad that I tell about in my book, there were a number of other killers that were stationed downstream between the Dealey Plaza and the Trademark Center. In case they didn't kill him there in Dealey Plaza, they'd get him further down the line.
Man, that is...
But it was like shooting fish in a barrel. Thanks for the call, Ken, in...
Alex, I've got a note here. The History Channel that has been running these series, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, and it's been a compilation of different documentaries on Saturdays, on this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and I do believe that's Central Time. Check your local listings. But they're going to be running all of those documentaries back-to-back on the 40th anniversary of Kennedy's death this Saturday from 11 till 6:30. And I would suggest to people, when you tape them, don't do it on an extended play. Just be there every 2 hours to change the tape over. This may be the last time you ever see anything like this aired. So that's this Saturday on the History Channel. 11,
yes, absolutely. And I've watched some small segments now, and it's just shocking interview after amazing interview, jiving with all the information we've had with our guest over the years. And to the research community, my hat's off to you for staying focused and telling the truth on this issue. And we see the expose on 9/11 accelerating. I want to talk about the 15-man death squad and some of the other death squads and who they were, including Mr. Harrelson. But before we do that, let's go to more of these calls. Let's talk to Michael in Texas, then Sherry in Colorado, and Spencer and HW and many others. Go ahead, Michael in Texas. You're on the air.
Yes, directed towards you, Alex. It's regarding the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas. I didn't realize it was going to be fully implemented by next January.
Yeah, that's like the EU. It was a free trade movement for 50 years, and then right there in the last four or five, they announced, oh, yeah, we are merging our governments. Now France and Germany may merge and get rid of their borders entirely and have one government. That was in the BBC 2 days ago. And so all these global movements about getting rid of borders and merging countries are part of the world government. We see the American Union already beginning to merge with the EU in different deals, different economic systems, the borders, the trade, the currency. Robert Galen Ross is an expert on this. Robert, would you like to speak on the free trade area of the Americas?
Yeah, the free trade area of the Americas started back with the NAFTA, and that was between Canada, United States, and Mexico, and the what they call CAFTA, or the Central American Free Trade Area, will be complete by the end of this year, and that will be all of the nations of Central America. And shortly after that, Chile will come within the FTAA, and then all the rest of them will fall. And in my video, I have a clip from C-SPAN where Vice President Dick Cheney says we will complete the free trade area of the Americas by January 2005.
Yeah, you have a live C-SPAN CFR meeting.
Yes.
And it says right there, Council on Foreign Relations. And just 5 years ago, you'd say CFR, the newspaper would attack me saying Jones believes in an imaginary group. You know, it's like they say the Rothschilds don't exist when they're you know, taking over Yukos oil 2 weeks ago in Russia. This is all over the place. We're just talking about the real world, people. That's all we do. Anything else, Michael?
Yes. I believe you've had Jerry Spence on your show about a year or two ago.
No, I haven't had the lawyer on. I would like to. I never thought to do that.
Well, I ordered these three videos from AmericanPatrol.com, and the third one is the best one. It's called the Conquest of Aztlan.
Yeah, Conquest of Aztlan. Now they're getting rid of the border. Well, and that's all funded out of New York.
The videos were 44 for three, but out of watching your videos and this and these videos, this angered me the most, burned me up. And
absolutely. Thanks for the call, Michael. John Stattmiller.
Yeah,
I've got an article here where Advanced Micro Devices is going to move most of its plants to Deutschland. Dell's moving to China. They say the high-tech layoffs will get seven times worse to India in the next 5 years. If we thought NAFTA and GATT was bad, I mean, they promised us it would be milk and honey. Where are we going to be in a few years under the free trade area of the Americas and CAFTA?
Well, and people have to understand this. This money is this economy is based on money, even though it's the phony reserve system. The Treasury admitted there were $43 trillion, that's with a T, folks, $43 trillion.
That's Dallas Morning News, by the way.
In debts and obligations. We have an economy here that we have more and more people out of work. The companies that are posting, like Dell in this last quarter report, $677 million. I talked to one of the executives at Dell. He said all that money was made over in the European markets, none of it here. The job base is going to continue to erode. The tax base is going to continue to erode. That doesn't exonerate us from our debt payments or our interest payments to the International Monetary Fund.
And the government is deep-sixing the dollar. It plunged to record lows yesterday.
And what you're going to see is the end of America as we know it. It's inevitable. All you have to do is just a simple math on this deal, and you see it. It's inevitable. It's inescapable.
John, what about people who, and you can thank globalism for this, what about people who say, well, the government wants us to make money. They don't want that. Folks, the globalists engineer it to consolidate, to make you a peon, to make you a serf. It's about control.
Look,
they don't want you to have a high standard of living. They want you to live like they do in Guatemala or Russia. John, comments? Galen, comments?
Alex, yesterday I did a story on my program, the Intelligence Report, about a young man that's in Afghanistan. He's now in Iraq. Winter's coming up. The government told him that, the military told him, oh, well, you're not going to be here for the winter. They're going to be there for the winter. They have no winter clothes. This guy is sick. He had to write home to mom to go to a PX.
Now they're denying him basic payments and medical attention.
And they're also making deductions. They're making uniform changes and taking those deductions right out of their pay. I mean, anybody that says to me that this country, George Bush, after coming back from Camp David this past weekend, and the first thing out of his mouth, the impromptu press conference after he climbed out of his helicopter, first thing out of his mouth, well, I was praying about this weekend. I don't know who he's praying to or what answers this guy's getting back, but it doesn't have anything to do with God, morality, or ethics.
The only non-stage photo op where it's a Shinto shrine or a Buddhist temple or whatever is at the Bohemian Grove in Skull and Bones. That's his religion. Galen Ross comments to what we're saying.
Yeah, you bring up the Bohemian Grove, and I'd like to compliment you, and I've done it many times, about your bravery in sneaking into the Bohemian Grove to expose this terrible religion that the Molochs worship in this 45-foot concrete owl and the sacrifice of the human in front of the owl. But these are evil people, and they actually, there's Lucifer doesn't exist in body, but they worship Lucifer. And
by the way, for those that just joined us, it's like the Kennedy assassination. It's not our opinion they killed him. It's now admitted. And the Grove admits I snuck in and got this. And they say, what's the big deal? It's like Skull and Bones on ABC News. Ah, they worship the devil. You know, they showed the video of it. Oh, they're just having fun. Why are they throwing it in our face like this?
Well, they're trying to get the attention off of themselves by trying to ridicule those that are trying to get the truth out. Let me make one suggestion that Lou Dobbs is a very, very brave anchor on CNN. If you watch Lou Dobbs at 5 o'clock every evening, he has been talking for the last 2 weeks about exporting of American jobs. He's now talking about the creation of free trade area of the Americas. And I don't know how he stays on the network.
I've had that same question. I've watched some of the series of his programs, and I'm astounded that this man is on Ted Turner's CNN.
Yeah.
By the way, Alex, we have not mentioned Galen's site. His website is www.4rie.com.
And by the way, everybody get pens and paper ready. We're going to plug John's info and Robert's info at the end of this hour. Let's go straight to the calls. There's a lot more of them there. I believe it's Sherry in Colorado. You're on the air, Sherry. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question about the Kennedy assassination. I've been in and out, so I hope this isn't repetitive. But why did the Kennedys go along with the cover-up? Could you give me an idea about that?
Bobby Kennedy really was powerless, even though he was Attorney General. J. Edgar Hoover ran the FBI, and J. Edgar Hoover wouldn't do anything that Bobby asked him to do. And so,
yeah, it's like a brain sending. You know, it's like having your spinal cord snapped. He couldn't get the orders down there.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, I think of all the years that Ted Kennedy's been in the legislature since, I mean, and he's never made a fuss about it.
Well, Bush just gave him an award. Bush Sr. did. I mean, they're globalist. Obviously, Jackie spoke out that day, but clearly what's happened is they've been told to keep their mouths shut. Is that correct, Galen?
Yeah, and Ted Kennedy is still haunted by Chappaquiddick. He's just hoping that will go away.
I see.
And he was an alcoholic for a number of years. I think he straightened out recent years, but he really was not all there for quite some time.
Well, he's another useful idiot. He still has the Kennedy name, and none of the... none of the power that the Kennedys had, and also there was an ongoing battle between J. Edgar Hoover and the attorney, then Attorney General Bobby Kennedy,
right.
And Bobby Kennedy wanted J. Edgar Hoover gone. So, you know, roll that in. They wanted to dump the CIA. They wanted J. Edgar Hoover gone. They wanted a replacement for the FBI. So you add all these elements in. And it's not much of a stretch of imagination, even to somebody that doesn't believe half of what we're saying here, to understand that the key players were the ones that were going to be on the outs.
Yeah, and also the elite literally own all of the major news media, and so they deliberately cover everything up.
Yeah, and now they've lost a lot of control because of the internet. Anything else, Sherry?
Nope, that's it. I appreciate that.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Spencer in Ohio. Spencer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Mr. Ross,
yes.
You mentioned Jack Ruby and H.L. Hunt being on the Murchison party list.
Yes.
Was Lamar Hunt on the Murchison guest party list?
No, he was not.
Okay. Secondly, did Lady Bird's media monopoly have any partnership with the KRLD TV station where Dan Rather worked and who says in his biography that he was stationed near the grassy knoll? Where you state the three tramps are located close by in the boxcar. Why didn't Dan Rather mention this at all? And also, there are several Warren Commission exhibits which name Dan Rather, who interviewed Bill DeMar, a ventriloquist, an entertainer from Ruby's Carousel Club, who states that he saw Ruby and Oswald together. His real name is William Crow. Is that any relation to Admiral Crow?
I'm not aware.
Thanks
of that.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Any comments to what he said, Robert?
He's accurate in his statements, and I don't have anything to add to it.
Okay, let's keep moving quickly through calls. HW in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I just read half of number 4RIE.com, The Elite Serial Killers by Mr. Ross. I'm very impressed. Since German is my native tongue, I got something to tell about the derivation of the Rothschild name. Actually, Red Battle Shield does translate into Rotes Kampfschild. And once you know that, and that red street sign is Rotes Straßenschild.
That's where they got the name Rothschild.
Well, right. my German partner says that Rothschild simply means red sign.
Red shield, yeah.
Now, in German, it has Kampfschild translates into, a battle shield translates into Kampfschild. So it has both meanings in German, Kampfschild. Just remember that. And then they left out the ES. And in the old German, they used to put an H into the road.
Uh-huh.
So then they just crossed out the ES.
All right. Thank you, HW. Thank you so much. Jim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jim.
What happened to Madeline Duncan Brown? Was she murdered? Did she die a natural death? Also about Gerald Ford, is he going to be an Ireland inspector? Are they going to be brought to trial?
Let me get
for
his
this?
Answer. Those are two important questions.
Yeah, Madeline died, I believe it was June the 20th or 22nd of last year. A very dear friend of mine, and a terrible loss of information about Johnson and the Murchison meeting and all of the high rollers of that time. She knew them all.
Was she murdered?
No, she died of, she was in the hospital with heart trouble, and she was visited by a lady that probably caused her death, early death, and I won't mention her name, but put Madeline under stress, and she just couldn't take it.
You know, we have a King George Boulevard in Ann Arbor. That's how blatant they are. And right down from Father Coughlin's church, they have Red Inn.
Okay. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
I'm familiar with Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's a place you wouldn't want to be. It's a university town, U of M, Alex, and it's been taken over by.
That's where they fly the UN flag, right?
Oh, boy. That's Communist City / Socialist USA.
Tell you what, we're coming back with more calls. Johnny, Myra, and others, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I've got some other topical news items, too, that are important I want to throw out at John Stadtmiller and Robert Galen Ross. We'll be back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We're only about 5.5 minutes away from the third hour. John Statmiller's going to continue to ride shotgun with us to cover a bunch of global, world news, local news, national news. Continue with your calls. Robert Galen Ross has got to get on the road to Dallas, where he's going to be speaking and visiting with folks on the 40th anniversary. Robert, your book, Elite Serial Killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK, your video with Madeleine Duncan Brown, The Mysteries of LBJ, real inside stuff there when they were planning the murder. This is all really important. The website, the mailing address, how folks get in contact with you.
Yeah, the website is www.4rie.com. That's 4rie.com. And my toll-free number is 800-410-5571. That's 800-410-5571.
And I would encourage folks to get a hold of that information, a lot of the books and stuff. This excellent information from a former NSA officer and international oil company consultant and executive, Robert Galen Ross, put a lot on the line to do this and a lot of original research and really been borne out to be correct. We have hope in this fight. Robert, I know you've been watching me for 8 years since we met each other. I've been doing it 10 years fighting the globalist. I've grown. We've learned more. We've reached millions. We can all be leaders in this fight, can't we?
Yeah, you're still a very young guy, but you've very matured in your presentation. You're doing a fantastic job, Alex.
Well, I appreciate that, Robert Galen Ross, but I wasn't even tooting my own horn. I'm just saying we're all just average people in this fight. We can all affect change massively. And do we have a hope against the New World Order, Galen?
All we got to do is educate 5% of the population in the United States, and it'll all be over.
And that's a historical scientific fact in geopolitical systems. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you joining us. Drive safe to Dallas. About to go back to John Statmiller and then to all of your calls. And John has been kind enough to spend more time with us. I'm really enjoying this, even though it's painful information. It's good to let the pus out, folks. That's what we do. We're lancing the wound here and trying to clean the wound. This is a very positive, upbeat show. I know we can defeat this system. I would ask that you support Robert Galen Ross, you support John Statmiller, you support our AM and FM affiliates, you support me, because I need your support. I've got employees, I need to get more, or I'm going to go crazy. I got so much work to do, just reading your emails and letters. I need your support. The videos are excellent. They're full-length feature, professionally produced, exposing the big picture of the New World Order, connecting the dots. You want a tool to wake people up, the videos will do it. Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, get Matrix of Evil, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 9/11, Road to Tyranny, America Destroyed by Design, great films, the new book, Order Out of Chaos by Paul Watson. Make great gifts. Get them, make copies. They'll have an effect. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And John didn't know I was going to do this, but John and his outreach, his show, the folks that work for him, he sells the best shortwave radio, Sanjian, at the lowest price I've seen. Need to give John a call. Need to give him a call about some of the other great items they have at CSIN. John didn't know I was going to do this. You need to call John. Sandra's there right now to, again, support this international outreach and the things we do. And John's going to be building a big website soon. Needs support for that. So give John a call right now, folks. John, what's your phone number over there?
It's 877-605-9200. And the website that's under construction right now that you were kind enough to mention, the website, the new website, Alex, as many years as I've been in broadcasting, I never had the ability to maintain a website. And I'd like to thank Jason, I know he's listening to the show right now. It's www.intel123.com.org or .net. We got them all.
That's awesome.
Intel123.com.
Okay. Give that number out again.
It's 877-605-9200.
Okay, folks, third hour, straight ahead, standing up for liberty, resisting tyranny. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because...